Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. The other big headline yesterday, the Senate voting on financial regulatory reform. The president came out, talked live on camera, taking credit for a change that goes back to regulatory issues that might have been more familiar in the period of the Great Depression. Todd Zwillick, what happens next?
Well, what happens next, you know, you're tempted to think, oh, the bill passed, the president signs it, we're done, right, John? Well, not by a long shot. I was poking around on some reports from, you know, firms that advise financial firms on how to operate in Washington, and I found one from Davis, Polk & Wardell, LLP. It's 130 pages on this bill that warns now, going forward, after next week, 243 separate rulemakings in agencies around the Obama administration on everything from...
That's the writing of the regulations that actually implements the law.
That govern this bill. Margin requirements all over the government. 54 separate rulemakings just at the Federal Reserve.
And 31. That's all subject to lobbying, right?
Oh, now, if you're a lobbyist, you move your tent off of Capitol Hill and you go down and set up at the Federal Reserve, at the FDIC. 95 different rules going to be written at the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, one of the major criticisms of this bill is that it kicks so much authority to these different agencies that the banks and the financial institutions already know so well that the lobbying just kicks into high gear, not over the last 6 months, but now. Now is the time to lobby them.
That's the great takeaway, Todd Zwillick. They moved their tent over to the Federal Reserve and the SEC to write the regulations for financial regulatory reform. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.